ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్యం నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయముదిరయేత్. నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవతీరుత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికి. రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కెంటూ 1 చాప్టర్ 6 టెక్స్ట్ 26. నామాని అనంతస్య హతత్రపః పఠన్ గుహ్యాని భద్రాని కృతాని చ స్మరన్ గాం పర్యటం స్తుష్ట మనాగత స్పృహ కాలం ప్రతీక్షన్ విమదో విమత్సరః. ప్లీజ్ రిపీట్. నామాని అనంతస్య హతోత్రపః పఠన్ గుహ్యాని భద్రాని కృతాని చ స్మరన్ గాం పర్యటం స్తుష్టమనాగత స్పృహ కాలం ప్రతీక్షన్ విమదో విమత్సరః. నామాని అనంతస్య హతత్రపః పఠన్ గుహ్యాని భద్రాని కృతాని చ స్మరన్ గాం పర్యటం స్తుష్టమనాగత స్పృహ కాలం ప్రతీక్షన్ విమదో విమత్సరః. నామాని అనంతస్య హతత్రపః పఠన్ గుహ్యాని భద్రాని కృతాని చ స్మరన్ గాం పర్యటం స్తుష్టమనాగత స్పృహ కాలం ప్రతీక్షన్ విమదో విమత్సరః. Ladies, Matajis, translation and purport by Zivan Grace AC Bhakti Vedanta Swami Shila Prabhupada. Shila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Translation. Thus I began chanting the holy name and fame of the Lord by repeated recitation, ignoring all the formalities of the material world. Such chanting and remembering of the transcendental pastimes of the Lord are benedictory. So doing, I travelled all over the earth, fully satisfied, humble and unenvious. Please repeat. Thus I began chanting
the holy name and fame
of the Lord
by repeated recitation,
ignoring all the formalities,
of the material world.
Such chanting and remembering
of the transcendental pastimes
of the Lord
are benedictory.
So doing,
I traveled
all over the earth,
fully satisfied,
humble
and unenvious.
Purport. The life of a sincere devotee of the Lord is thus explained in a nutshell by Narada Muni by his personal example. Such a devotee, after his initiation by the Lord or his bona fide representative, takes a very seriously chanting of the glories of the Lord and travelling all over the world, so that others may also hear the glories of the Lord. Such devotees have no desire for material gain. They are conducted by one single desire, to go back to Godhead. This awaits them in due course on quitting the material body. Because they have the highest aim of life, going back to Godhead, they are never envious of anyone, nor are they proud of being eligible to go back to Godhead. Their only business is to chant and remember the holy name, fame, and pastimes of the Lord, and according to personal capacity, to distribute the message for others' welfare, without motive of material gain. Om Tat Sat. Om Ajnana Trimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shi Gurave Namaha Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Kirim Yat Kripa Tamaham Vande Shri Gurum Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanyam Ishwaram Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Rama Ram Hare Hare. Very beautiful shloka. Narada Muni is explaining the final secret, that is, after seeing the Lord, after hearing the Lord, he decides to be determined in executing the instructions that he heard from the Bhakti Vedantas, because he felt a great gratitude, like we discussed yesterday, towards Krishna and his preceptors. He decided to completely focus. Then he began chanting the holy name and fame of the Lord by repeated recitation, ignoring all the formalities of the material world. This is a decision, a determined decision, to depend on the holy name, to depend on reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, ignoring all the formalities of the material world. The formalities of the material world ignored means becoming oblivious of our material situation and making this our main focus. Such chanting and remembering of the transcendental pastimes of the Lord are benedictory. So what are the conditions for such chanting? That is, we ignore the formalities of the material world and repeatedly recite and chant the holy names of the Lord, the fame of the Lord. And such chanting becomes benedictory. It's very important for us to note a repeated recitation and becoming free from the formalities of the world. What are the formalities of the world? It's a formality means what? It's a duty. That's how it is normally done. Then only you will be accepted in the material world. These are all the formalities. Why do we follow these formalities? Because we will be accepted in society. We will be able to satisfy the expectations of others. We will be able to get whatever material benefit we need. We will be able to get our material desires satisfied. This is formality. Formal, normal, conforming to the rules and regulations of this world, following all material norms. This is formality. Not bothering about the formality means becoming informal. This does not mean becoming casual. Out of formality means I have something else that formalizes me. That is the instructions of the Lord. Dependence on the holy name. Dependence on the instructions given by Guru and Krishna. Dependence on the instructions given by Prabhupada in his books. That formality we accept. And we give up the normal things. Such people, normally in the material world, will be looked upon very differently. People in this world are conformists. They conform to the things that the material world dictates, to what the Vedas dictate, because we need material situation, material happiness, material life. So you have to conform. That is a formality. In other words, here Narada Muni became a non-conformist. Don't belong to this. I'm not fit in this. I don't fit here. Because if I fit here, I cannot do this. So non-conforming. When you non-conform, people will attack you in this world. If you do something different, then you are odd. Then people will notice you, first thing. First thing they will notice that you are non-conformist. You're not conforming to the normal. Then, when you repeatedly be a non-conformist, they'll ask you why. And when you explain something like this, they will get angry with you. They will ostracize you, separate you, get out. You don't get any benefit from society. We cannot give you any benefit. Don't give him any benefit. In this way, you have to be willing to face ostracization. You become ostracized from society. Be set apart, separated. So many things will happen to you. Therefore, mostly people don't be non-conformists. Therefore, they don't follow instructions given by the Lord. And many times, even in practical life, when devotees take up Krishna consciousness seriously, like Narada Muni is saying, forget the formalities of the world, then people face difficulties. And afraid of those difficulties, we make compromises. Then we practice a shadowed, mixed form of devotion. We are forced to do that sometimes. But if you are determined, you can give up even that. You can practice pure devotional service. That is what Narada Muni is doing here. I will not conform even 1%. And Krishna has been so kind to him, so merciful to him, that he can afford to be a complete non-conformist. He is in the forest somewhere. He is no connection with anybody. Alone. No material obligation of any sort. No family. No children. No job. No staying in mother-in-law's place. Or any of these obligations. And he was born and brought up like that somehow. So he was very easily slipped into simply depending on chanting the holy name and hearing the Bhagavatam, reciting it, chanting Bhagavad Gita, reciting Bhagavad Gita. And whoever wants to hear it, I can speak it. If you want, you hear. If you don't want, no problem. I continue to travel. I continue to get my own great happiness out of this. I don't mind being a non-conformist. In the modern world, it is something wrong. But in Vedic system of thought, he was not called a non-conformist, he was called a sannyasi. He is off. You can't expect anything normal from him. You can only expect to hear about Krishna from him. Or expect some devotional service inspiration from him. Otherwise, he is not civil integrity he need not have. You cannot even consider him to be civil disobedient. He is free to completely indulge in Krishna consciousness. So such people, they are not to be considered non-conformists. They are considered to be persons who are freed from formality, freed from conforming. And that is allowed. In some time in life, everybody should do this. Everybody should do this. Everybody should give up everything to do with the world and completely engross themselves in Krishna consciousness. This is necessary. That period in life is called sannyasa. Brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyasa. See. So, devotees who give up their life for Krishna, they may not be holding a danda in their hand sometimes, but they have joined the ashram fully and they have no other business in the outside world, that's why they have joined the ashram. Therefore, they are also as good as what is mentioned here. After doing that, one must not be attracted by any formality. Or one must be hooked to any formality. One must be free to completely, nicely chant the holy name, take part in glorifying the Lord, worshipping the Lord, and reading, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, and propagating this message. One must be free to do that. Sometimes we have formalities that are imposed on us, which are not to be seen as these type of material formalities. Sometimes people think that institutional services that are given to them is a formality. It is something that they don't like. Here formality does not mean things that you don't like, you give up. That's not the meaning of it. Actually, nobody likes to be even spiritually oriented. Here, spiritual formality means, in the material world, normally nobody likes to be spiritually oriented. That's why we have come here. And accepting only that is again not something that is very pleasant. So spiritual formality means, no other material formality, I only take up that thing which for many janmas I have been avoiding. And do only that. So even that life is not something very easy and very comfortable. Because you have given up everything material, your life is very good. Sometimes people from the outside think like that. Oh, very nice, he has no duty, no family, no children, nothing. And sometimes people join the Krishna conscious movement because they think life is like that. I don't have to have children, get married, I don't have to have any of these responsibilities. I will run away from home and hide inside the Hare Krishna movement. And then nobody will hold me responsible for anything. Right? But Maya doesn't allow that. Everybody has to accept some responsibility. Either a spiritual formality, which I said is not so easy, or you'll be materially formalized by Maya. You can't be free. You can't be free. It's not, a Krishna conscious movement is not a venue for escaping responsibility. I don't want to study. This is a good way of becoming a devotee. I can escape here. I don't want to study. I don't want to take responsibility of my family. I don't want to take responsibility of my family, wife, children, house, earning, etc. So therefore we can escape into the Krishna consciousness movement. These are all not really the meaning of becoming free from all formalities of the material world. The option for becoming free from these type of formalities is not in your hands. One must perform his duty where he is, and then in that place one must endeavor to become Krishna conscious. So Narada Muni, don't think that Narada Muni is becoming irresponsible. Actually what he is trying to do is what he has heard. What he has heard from all the great personalities. And he's freeing himself from any material obligation only to become more obligated to Krishna. That's what he's really doing. And then he's taking up the repeated chanting of the holy name, repeatedly glorifying Krishna. These are all the things he takes up. So this is the duty of a person who takes full-time service in the ashram. He should repeatedly, unbroken, he should chant the holy name of the Lord. He should render service. He should read Bhagavat. He should speak the Bhagavat. He should preach. He should continuously do that. Ashram is not the place for vishram. Escaping from the material world's responsibility and coming here to relax. He should be very busily engaged. Otherwise, Maya will catch you, even inside the ashram, because it will catch your mind. And then from inside the ashram, you will get so many wonderful formal thoughts which you should not be having. And then you will ruin your spiritual life. That is why Prabhupada has given us institutional responsibilities to handle. Because we may not be able to fully fill our life with chanting of the holy name 64 rounds per day or reading the Bhagavatam all the time. So therefore, responsibility for establishing institution, running the institution, preaching the message of the Lord systematically, all these things are part of our life. We should not escape that. We should not think that that is a formality. I don't want to do that. Krishna doesn't say that. Where does he say I have to stay in the ashram, and where does he say I have to do all the things that ISKCON has told me to do? In the Bhagavatam it is not mentioned. You are wrong. So therefore, these are the things that we accept. Same thing that Narada Muni did, if it is translated now. It means that you will carry out the orders of Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. He told us, produce these books, distribute them to everybody. Preach the content of these books and make people devotees. Chant the holy name. Spread the holy name. And he gave us a methodology how to do it and do exactly what Narada Muni is doing. So after joining the Krishna consciousness movement under the leadership of Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, don't read the shloka and say, I'm going to the forest to chant Hare Krishna. It doesn't fit in. It is not the same thing. If Narada Muni was here, he would have done the same thing. What Prabhupada has told us to do. Right? So, giving up all formalities of the material world really means giving up plans for material sense gratification, giving up plans for enjoying, staying comfortable, all these things, but completely offering ourselves to Krishna. If you don't give yourselves to Krishna, Maya will grab you for herself. There is a very clear indication there. So that's the meaning of giving up formalities. Certain formalities are thought by people to be very rudely given up. It's not that we tell people who want to join the movement, become impersonally oriented and go against your family members, your parents and everything. Prabhupada never said anything like that. In fact, when his disciples brought their parents and mothers and everything, he heard them. Sometimes they cried in front of him. He consoled them. He told them, your son has done a very great service, both to community, to the Supreme Lord and to you. You will be benefited. Sometimes he told them, your son is following religious purposes much better than what he was doing. And the son confirmed it. And seeing that the son was happy, they left their son happily in the charge of Prabhupada. You see. Lord Chaitanya, he attended to his mother even after he was a sannyasi. He attended to his mother because she was such a wonderful devotee. After a sannyasi should not go back to his previous ashram. He should not go to his mother. He should not go to his wife, children and everything and live there. But Lord Chaitanya, after he took sannyas, when he was in Navadvip, his mother felt very much, and it is mentioned in the Chaitanya Bhagavad, he sat on his mother's lap. Mother embraced him, cried, and then he promised his mother that I will not go anywhere else, I will stay in Jagannath Puri, so that you can visit me, so that you can see me. And then afterwards, he promised his mother that I will come to eat your offerings. And later, to Srivas Thakur in Puri, Lord Chaitanya said, please give this cloth to my mother. Please give this Jagannath Prasadam to my mother. Tell her I am every day eating her offerings. Tell her I know this instance, and he described the instance. One day, Sachi Mata made very wonderful preparations and came to offer. And she held the offering plate in her hands. All of a sudden, she started crying in great separation, thinking of me. Nimai is not here. Who will eat all these offerings? I cooked for Nimai. And she started crying. And she cried, and she opened her eyes, and she saw that all the offerings were over in the plate. Then she became very surprised. What? I think I'm becoming forgetful. I came to do offering without anything in the offering plate. So she went to the kitchen and saw that, no, she has taken the offering. Then she went to the altar and saw, I have not yet kept the offering. How did the offering disappear? And then she became very bewildered. Again, she made offering. Again, she brought to offer to the Lord. And she offered. Then she was thinking in her mind. But inside her heart, she knew, Nimai has come and eaten it. But externally, she was saying, no, this is not the way to do offering. It's very bad. It's offensive. What happened? Why am I doing like this? And several times it occurred like this. And the last time it occurred is on Vijayadashmi day. Tell Sachi Mata, I know about it. And he described the offering she offered. She offered neem, baigun, this, everything he told. I ate. Tell Sachi Mata, tell my mother that I am eating her offerings every day. In this way, although he was a sannyasi, he gave word to Srivas Thakur, go and tell Sachi Mata. And Sachi Mata heard these things from Srivas Thakur and became very pleased and happy. So Lord Chaitanya had an association, and then his wife Vishnupriya was given his sandals, and she worshipped deity given by Lord Chaitanya to her. You can see in Navadvip, Dhameshwar Chaitanya. So in this way, although Lord Chaitanya was a sannyasi and he was supposed to be completely away, and he was like that also, he was very strict, he didn't even see Pratap Rudra, but where there was love and devotion, irrespective of whether it was his wife or his mother, he catered to it. He catered to it. But he refused to see Pratap Rudra. It's very amazing. Oh, he's a Vishi, he's a king, I don't want to see him. But he was a devotee. But he wanted to tell the external world something. See. So in the Krishna consciousness paradigm, formality does not mean like Niyamagraha. Right? Where the heart goes and where there is devotion to Krishna, we continue to have relationships. Right? That is the way Prabhupada has taught Krishna consciousness. So Narada Muni, his very brilliant determination should be noted, and we should also try to be determined in executing Krishna consciousness like that. Especially the chanting of the holy name. It's mentioned, thus I began chanting the holy name and fame of the Lord by repeated recitation. Repeated recitation. See, that's very important to know. In the material world, they don't repeat the same thing again. It's boring. For many people, it is boring to read the same book again. Once they have read the fiction writer, one book, they look for the next book to be released. Nobody reads the same book again. And those people who do that again and again are considered to be psychologically affected. Something wrong with them. I saw a great motivational speaker speak this before I joined the movement. I don't know whether you heard about Anthony Robbins. He was some great motivational speaker. He had people, how many times have you, some great movie, you know, how many people like this movie? Everybody raised their hands and they like it. How many people have seen it several times? They all raised their hand. How many people have liked to see it again and again? They raised their hand and said, you're all stupid. They all become, what is the necessity for you to see the same thing again? Why not see another thing? And that he was telling them, you're doing a stupid thing, seeing the same thing again and again. And they all became noting down. So, I should not repeat the same thing again. I should go to a new thing and do it. So such is the outside world. And you see, great personalities have mentioned many different things. But here Narada Muni is saying, I took pleasure in repeatedly reciting the holy name. When we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, and again chant. Sometimes people who are Vedic followers, who know many mantras, they want to say that, you know, that so much is enough for that. I chant other mantras. Many other mantras are there. I chant those mantras. Because I am not able to chant the same mantra again and again. It's difficult. When you have a mundane view of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, when you have a mundane view of the holy name, you think you are mindlessly repetitive. And you could might as well chant something else. You have already read the Srimad Bhagavatam, that is okay. You don't have to read it again. You've already read the Bhagavad Gita, you don't have to read it again. The same things that we do in the material world with some stupid fictional writer, we don't have to apply it. And what is mentioned in the Bhagavatam, the stories are not fiction. They are pure non-fiction. Means, they actually happened. They have non-fiction variety also. It means it deals with things which are not fiction. There's nothing fictitious about Srimad Bhagavatam. In fact, Bhagavatam is 100% real. Bhagavad Gita is 100% real. And because it is real, we should repeatedly repeat it so that we get into the reality. Because our mind is so mundane, when we repeat what is real, it will enter our mind. Abhyasena tu kaunteya vairagyena cha gahyate. The process is to abhyasa, to practice chanting the holy name of the Lord and induce our mind to think about Krishna consistently in an unbroken fashion. And by constantly dimming your head with chanting of the holy name, with the holy name's transcendental vibration, you will be able to knock the mind down from its mundane interpretation of everything. So this is a whole process. This is the whole process. When we repeatedly chant the holy name, we will become pure. You see, as though people in the material world don't do repeatedly the same things. They repeatedly get up in the morning. They repeatedly go to the same bathroom. They repeatedly brush their teeth with the same toothbrush and see their dentures which are rotting. And they repeatedly make up their same face. They get tired of it actually. But because other people are noticing, they are doing it. Actually, they are tired of it. Because of other people, they decorate themselves and everything. And they repeatedly go and see the same person's face in the workplace. The same boss, the same mates. And they repeatedly face their mother-in-law, father-in-law, the husband, the children, everything. Inside they are thinking, I want to have a change. But when you tell them, chant Hare Krishna, so I cannot repeat the same thing again. Your life is punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam. It is completely repetitive. So many janmas you have repeatedly taken. So many days, every day, repeatedly doing the same thing. Inside the janma, you are doing repeatedly every day the same thing. Then you take again and again janma in the material world repeatedly. Cyclic repetition you are in. Endless repetition to stop that, repeat the name of the Lord. Instantly that will stop and you will feel to want to repeat the name of the Lord because it is so delectable, it is so wonderful to get association with Krishna. Repeatedly I want association with Krishna to the holy name. Repeatedly I want to hear about Krishna because every time I hear Nava Nava Rasa Udyatum Gantum Asit, that repetition, the experience I get from repeating it is not the same every time. Nava Nava Rasa Udyatum Rantum Asit. Every time I repeat it, the experience is different. Why? It's spiritual. In the material world, when you repeat it, it becomes decreasingly pleasurable. I want to do something else. I had enough of this. But the more you repeat Krishna's names, the more you get anandam buddhivardhanam, variety of pleasure in repeating the same name. That is why Rupa Goswami is saying, give me thousands of tongues, thousands of years to repeat Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Repetition is bringing pleasure. That's why they continue to repeat throughout their life till their end and beyond that also. Because you're thinking of Krishna and his wonderful pastimes. Agadamana Yashoda Nandano Nandasuno Kamalanayana Gopi Chandra Vrindavanendraha Pranatva Karuna Krishna iti Anek Surupe Mamaratir Uchatam Namadeya. Rupa Goswami is describing the Namashtakam. My Lord, your wonderful names coming out of your pastimes, Agadamana, who destroyed Agasura, Yashoda Nandano, Nandasuno, Kamalanayana, Gopi Chandra, Vrindavanendraha, Pranata Karuna, these are all your wonderful names. Krishna iti Aneka Swarupe, so many wonderful names you have got out of so many wonderful pastimes, so many wonderful activities, and this is the life and soul. And I derive great pleasure. See, this is Navanava Rasa. It is not repetition. Although externally to people who see it materially, it looks like repetition. So Narada Muni is saying here, thus I began chanting the holy name fame of the Lord by repeated recitation. Because his experience was, every time he repeated it, experience was different. That's why you're doing it. Every devotee who chants the holy name of the Lord is getting increasing realizations of the holy name. That's why he repeatedly does it. But in the material world, if you repeatedly see the movie, you'll become mad. That is why that John Lennon was killed by somebody who was dressed just like John Lennon. He came and killed him and said, "You are not John Lennon, I am John Lennon." Because he was a fan of John Lennon. He repeatedly kept John Lennon's songs, repeatedly saw John Lennon's face, repeatedly went to the boutique and made himself look like John Lennon. He got absorbed in John Lennon. Finally he said, "Why is John Lennon there? I am John Lennon," shot the real John Lennon. This is what happens if you repeat in the material world. You'll kill. You'll become crazy. Don't repeat. Don't repeat this Janma also. Get away from here. Repetition of anything material will actually make you mad. But repetition of the spiritual holy names, transcendental names of the Lord will enrich you and give you amazing different experiences and taste. That's what Narada Muni is doing. See, he is repeatedly reciting the holy name, the fame of the Lord, and he is ignoring all the formalities of the world. We are doing the right opposite. We are doing the right opposite. It doesn't mesh with the world. We can't be doing the same activities. If you do the same activities, you cannot do these activities properly. It's a fact. So we have to learn how to balance it very well. In the mundane world, they call it work-life balance. For devotees' life, we call it a different type of balance. How to balance the formality with my real life. The formality of the material with my real life. That's what we associate with devotees. They will teach you with expertise how to do that. It's not ordinary. So Narada Muni, he did that. So doing, such chanting and remembering of the transcendental pastimes of the Lord are benedictory. Means they benedict you, bless you, and you lose association with the material world. For good. That is the benediction you get. The benediction you will get is you lose taste for things material. The benediction you get is you are happy to renounce. Be done with it. And use your time in Krishna's service. Offer yourself completely without any type of criterion or concern. So you get benedicted. So doing, I traveled all over the earth, fully satisfied, humble and unenvious. So Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada was exactly like this. He traveled all over the world, gave everybody Krishna consciousness. He was very humble. He was unenvious. Because I don't want any of those possessions that you are having. I don't have value for them. So what is it that you have that I want? Nothing. Therefore I don't envy you. Simple. I want only Krishna and I want to associate with Krishna's devotees and hear his glories. If you have it, I'll come and associate with you. If you don't have it, if you have possessions, name, fame, glory, money, everything, I don't have anything to do with you because I don't want any of those things. But when you want these things, then you become envious of others who have it. It's very mundane and material. Especially devotees should give up that. In the community of devotees, if we start becoming envious of each other, then it is sarvanash. Because the principle is, if you are envious, you must be envious of some material quality or something you are seeing materially. If you see the spiritual advancement of another person materially, you become envious of him. Or if you see the material advantage somebody has, Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra, Maiki. The material advantage which is a byproduct that a person has and which he uses in Krishna's service. And if you look at it mundane way, again you become envious. And don't think, why I am not envious of devotee. The Shastra says you are envious of Krishna, that's why you are here. So that includes devotees also. That is, you know, some people say, I am not envious. We are envious, that's why we are here, is what the Shastra says. Unless you have been envious of the Lord, you wouldn't have given up His association. Pravakshayami anasuyave. Krishna is saying in Bhagavad Gita, I am speaking this to you because you are not envious. He's telling to Arjuna. Then in the 18th chapter he's saying, don't speak this message to the envious people. Why? Krishna does not know or what? Yes. When we see materially, even spiritual things, we can become envious. And when we are materially oriented and we look at other people having material possessions, we can become envious. That enviousness kills your devotional spirit. Kills your devotional spirit. It is actually meaningless. If you are really concerned about your own Krishna consciousness, you would not bother whether somebody has something or does not have anything or he has made spiritual progress or not. I am just concerned about my spiritual progress and what I need to do for that. This is spiritual proactivity. You may be a very advanced person capable of doing this, this. I need to be spiritual. What can I do for you? Because it increases my spiritual life. This is spiritual proactivity. Person comes forth and associates with those people who are able to do certain things and help those people. In this way, I will get some spiritual progress. Rather than thinking in a party spirit, something else inside and spoiling your opportunities. So being non-envious is very important for us to make progress. And if we deliberate and intelligently think about what is the meaning of envy, why does it affect me? Why am I helplessly affected by it? For no reason. If we analyze it and take out this knot, then we can become free. Humility. In front of Krishna, who are we? Automatically, when we know more and more about the Lord, we will become more and more humble. So that is why reading Bhagavat, Bhagavad Gita, preaching this message will make you humble. Because the more realizations you get, the more you'll become humble. In this way, we can understand amazing things from Narada Muni's beautiful life. And we should apply these things in our life. We should endeavor to do that and become interested in genuine spiritual life, in purity, in becoming sincere. These are all the hallmarks of a successful devotee. Prabhupada speaks that the life of a sincere devotee of the Lord is thus explained in a nutshell by Narada Muni by his personal example. And Prabhupada's life was like that. He was, in his diary in Jaladuta, he has written, I may not be qualified, neither have I bhakti nor I have an understanding of the Vedanta, but I have faith in the holy name. I have faith in the holy name of Krishna. And Prabhupada, by his faith in the holy name, he spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. He's a simple devotee. If you look into his life, it is a very simple devotee, but a determined devotee. Determined to execute his guru's order. Determined to execute the order of Lord Chaitanya, that of Krishna, that of the previous acharyas. Simply determined. There is no business with anything else, with anybody else in the world. He did his wonderful service and left. No messing around in the material world. You can see his life. Very sincere, pure and determined. So these are the hallmarks that we can say from Narada Muni's wonderful life. And we should take this to heart, inculcate them. Om Tat Sat Srila Prabhupada Ki Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Nittai Gaura Premanande. Amen.